gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it? Getting deep in here. I mean, like.
Good evening, and welcome to Inspirational Conversation with Ms. Worth It on A Today's Blog Talk Radio. I thank you all for joining me this evening. This is your girl, Miss Worth It. I am ready to get into this dialogue to discuss with you on today the beauty of our worth and what that entails in this day and time and why we do not stand up for it. You know, to kick it off, I'm going to talk to the ladies first, because it's real important that the ladies understand their worth. I started a women's group in 2011, I believe, and that group is called Worth, Women of Righteousness, Truth, and Honor. Now, that is not to alleviate anyone that may not, in my aspect, accept Christ as I believe. However, I want all women to know that they are loved by God and they are worthy to have the right thing imparted in them. They are worthy to live a good life, a decent life. They are worthy to be respected, to be honored. They are worthy to be treated like the queens that I believe that God designed us to be. So today, we're just going to engage in this conversation, and I'm going to bring on my co-host, Ms. Get Up, Yalalia Hall. How are you doing this evening, Ms. Get Up?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. I thank you for joining me on today. We're going to kick it off today talking about the beauty of our worth and what that entails in today's society. And so I just want to just create this dialogue, not just for women, but for all people, men, women, boys, and girls, so that we can have healthy discussions about the things that sometimes suppress us, the things that sometimes cause us not to reach the higher levels that we need to. And as I explained to the listeners, you know, we have a women's group called Worth, Women of Righteousness, Truth, and Honor. And the purpose of that group is to draw women in who may be just not at the level of their worth, who may be striving for it and haven't quite put it all together. No matter what, we need to be able to reach out to one another. We need to be able to have a woman that we can go to and talk to who can inspire us, encourage us, and correct us all in love so that we can go to that next level. You know what I'm saying, Ms. Get Up?
Absolutely, Ms. Larson, absolutely.
And so we're going to kick off this first episode, and this will be a Sunday, maybe every Sunday. I'm not quite sure right now, but we may keep it every Sunday, different times, where we're going to come to you to have inspiring conversation. And so we're going to bring on our next guest as well. Carla, can you state your name for me, please?
Hey, my name is Camille.
Hi, Camille. Welcome to the show, Inspirational Conversation with Ms. Worth It. We're glad to have you this evening.
Thank you.
And if I'm correct, I believe you were on our A to Z's Positive Male Response Show on this Saturday. Is that correct, Camille?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So I'm glad that I have you. We also have my co-host, Ms. Get Up. We're going to kick it off now, guys. If you're listening and you do have questions or concerns, or you just may want to comment, call us at 516-595-8311. And we just want to get right into it. This topic actually stemmed from Saturday's conversation, or Saturday's show, where our host, Jeremy Smith, talked about opinion being your opinion leading to your perception that ultimately makes that your reality. And as we got into the conversation, I began to talk about women. We have a major issue with women, especially I can speak on my behalf, on my race in the women I have encountered. I've been connected to women of all ethnic groups and different races. However, I find it so alarming that with Black women, we are quick to criticize one another. We're quick to look each other up and down, and because I don't look like you or my swag not like yours, then you may have something to say about me. Or I may be that woman who haven't reached that level of understanding my worth, so what comes out of me in my appearance is not significant, not on a level of worthiness. And so my sister then looked at me and criticized me. And so what I desire to do is try to start with me and going down the line, breaking the cycle of us not being to connect and love one another and being able to embrace one another. Because here's the thing, Camille shared with us, and Camille, I'm going to let you just give us a little brief description of what you told us on Saturday. But she shared with us a little something that goes along with this about a negative counterton toward women. Camille, you feel like sharing that with us today?
Yes. Basically, I just said, I'm one of those women that actually does the judging, passing judgment and having all these different opinions on other women. Me and my friends would go out, and the whole night, all we would do is just look at other girls and, ooh, why she wearing that? Why she look like that? She know better than that. Why her friends let her come out the house like that? You know, and that was funny to us. And when we were talking about it yesterday, like, the whole time I felt so bad because I'm like, that's me. That's what I do, you know, worried about other people instead of about myself. And the reason was because I was feeling bad about myself. My self-esteem, you know, wasn't at an all-time high, and I need to do better and to be better.
Thank you so much for that, Camille. And so Miss Worth It is actually one of my best friends, and we, like I said on the show, Miss Worth It wasn't on that show, but I admitted that I've been there as well to make a comment. Now, I don't think I ever really thought maybe, you know, like, wow, that's really, you know, like it was a funny issue. I always thought it was an issue of the person with low self-esteem, and they figured that would give them a highlight, that would draw attention to them. And so even with the aspect of, you know, the statement you made, Camille, why would her friends let her come out like that? Now, I totally agree with that one. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. If you see an issue, I don't think we need to mock it, but I think looking at it and saying, wow, she's with two other females, it's especially when they are dressed differently and they have this one friend and she's like basically just trying to show all because her self-esteem is shot to hell. And so she's trying to make an appearance so she can feel good and look good hanging with these two other females who really are looking pretty sharp. So my thing with that is that we have to find a way to embrace these women. Now, because we don't know them, of course, Camille, and our guest call dropped, and maybe she'll call in or just keep listening. But Ms. Getup, of course, we don't know them, so we really don't have the right to walk over there and be like, excuse me, but y'all are wrong for that. Y'all know, you know, that's not how you resolve that issue. And so me being a Christian woman, looking in the aspect of the eyes of how Christ would handle that and trying to become more Christ-like, especially, you know, Ms. Getup, after I told you my blessing in worship today, I feel that when we see that issue, we immediately need to begin to pray for that individual. What would you say about that, Ms. Getup?
Absolutely. I think we need to pray for them, you know, because it is an issue of self-esteem. There was a time, you know, when I was going through some things and I didn't feel so great about myself, so I would dress, my clothes would be a little tighter than they needed to be, necklines a little lower than they should have been, you know, but I was able to have someone come to me and let me know that, hey, you're a really beautiful young woman, you don't need to dress like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we do need to pray for them. We also need to, you know, not mock them, as you were saying, or laugh at them, because you never know what someone is going through. And sometimes when you're going through stuff and self-esteem issues and other abuse, relationship issues, someone could have told you, you know,
that you're fat, that you're ugly, that you're a whole bunch of things, and that person is dealing with that and it's coming out in them dressing a certain way.
Exactly.
We need to take that consideration and, you know, speak a kind word to them, maybe even, you know, speak to them, not necessarily say anything to them, but try to build a relationship, if it's, especially if it's a person that you're going to see again, like someone at work or at church or, you know, someone that you know, a friend of a friend or a parent of, you know, kids or something like that.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. And so because we don't know them, that is the first thing we need to do. And even still, if we do know them, you need to be coming from a place of love, a place of caring. You don't want to just knock the person down, as Ms. Webb stated. You don't know the condition of the heart, the mind at that time. The self-esteem may have consumed them, the issues that they dealt with. She may have been raped. She may have been molested. She may be a battered wife. And so she finds this as her outlet to make herself feel good. We have to become a group of women. We have to become a people, really. But since we're directing more to the women, and if there's any fellas out there, please call in and give us your thoughts on this topic. 516-595-8311. Understanding your worth, the beauty of our worth, and what that entails. And so, you know, she may be this woman that's going through so much, and this is her outlet. This is the way for her to make herself hide what she's dealing with, hide the fact that she got her behind beat by this man because his food wasn't hot enough, or hide behind the fact that she was raped and this person never brought to justice. You know, so there are so many things that can be going on. And as well, there are the women too who, you know, may not that issue, but they just feel like they fine wine divine, and they gonna come out here and they don't know their worth. They gonna show it all, because I believe that God has given us such an impeccable a structure. He said that we're made in the likeness of Him, which means that I'm beautiful. My body is flawless. I'm created in the image of a God that created the world, who created us, who knew us before we was brought through our mother's birth canal, through the womb. So with that being said, I have to be empowered that I am beautiful and I don't have to flaunt. I just need to be who He created me to be. I don't need to wear clothes that's too small. I don't need to show parts of my body that's really sacred, and that's for my husband. So that's one of the things. But in that point, until that person know to do better, like Camille, and Camille, I'm sorry you got dropped off, but I sure hope you're listening. Until that person has someone to love on them and tell them their worth and inspire them that no matter what they have been through, they're still beautiful in the eyes of the beholder. They're beautiful in the eyes of God, that they don't have to put themselves out there like that. So we have to be very, very careful that we impact our sisters, that we embrace them, that we show them love, and we take it little by little, Miss Get Up, to help them get to the place where they can feel comfortable about themselves. You know what I'm saying? I think we may have lost Miss Get Up too, but however, we want to... Okay, there she is. We want to make sure that, you know, we continue or that we began to embrace our sisters with love and empower them. So here's one of my things, Ms. Get Up, that I've championed, and it's a challenge that I'm calling all women to take. I have decided that I am going to find something good to say to and about any woman that I encounter. Because here's one of the things I find that's happening with us. As Ms. Camille stated, we see a woman, she doesn't quite look like us, she, you know, us. Okay, my opinion becomes my perception, and then my reality is that if she don't look like me or my crew, then she's different. Okay, that's just a tagline that I'm using. Then I'm looking at her with an attitude, with my face frowned up. However, I've decided that when I see a woman look at me like that, I'm going to say, hey, girl, how you doing? And even if she don't give me a response that time, I'm going to say, girl, I know you better stop playing, frowning up at me with your bad self, looking like you just came out of a magazine. I'm going to find something about her to compliment her. It may be her shoes. Girl, I know you don't stop playing with them bad shoes. I'm going to need you to give me my shoes when you finish. I have made a decision that I'm going to break the ice. So I'm challenging every woman that's listening, every young lady, take this challenge with me. Now, no, we're not going to conquer the world, Ms. Get Up. There are going to be some that's just not going to be feeling it, okay? But I believe, and I'm hopeful. You know, I'm even like a hopeless romantic and don't even have a man, Ms. Get Up, you know? but I still got hope that somehow Common is going to find me, okay? I still got hope that somehow somebody going to be listening to this show that know Common and going to say, there is this woman in New Orleans who just got it bad for you, believe that you're going to be her husband, okay? So I still have hope. Now, you guys know that was a joke. Common is fine, and I think he's fine, but I'm just joking now. I don't have it bad for him like that, but if I ran up on him, I will be going on a date. Okay, okay, okay. Let's get back to it.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, really, I am going to take this challenge, and I am not going to allow it to end just with me. I want, and guess what? It kicked off the other night when I was out. I took the first step to compliment this young lady, and at the end of the day, or at the end of our congregation, the four women and myself, we not only embraced each other's beauty, but we embraced each other's intellect, embraced each other's spiritualness, where what we believe in. We had such a great conversation that I ended it with a circle prayer in the midst of Ms. Get Up, a whole art session, a whole art gallery type of thing going on where just people were all over the place, okay? So that was the first step. So I'm asking you, Ms. Get Up, I'm challenging you starting today to take this challenge with me and let's champion this thing and let's get women to embrace each other. And I'm not just talking about black women, but I want it, because I'm black and Ms. Get Up black, at least we pretty much black, we're going to champion this thing. Would you take this challenge with me, Ms. Get Up?
Yes, I would definitely will. I'm excited about the challenge.
Yes, because we're looking to impact some women, to bring about change. And we want those women to even join us on the show some Sundays or, you know, and be a part of what we are a part in. And so we're going to move right along. We talked about the different things of the beauty of your work. Being a woman who speaks well, you're not out here, be this, mother F this, you know, that's demeaning. It's also demeaning for men because it puts me in a place to wonder, is that the length of your vocabulary? I mean, I don't care whether you have a doctoring or whether you just completed junior high. You can pick up a book and read. There are some other words that you can use besides calling people out of their name, besides saying F this, mother F, you know, all these words. There's a bigger vocabulary that you can use that, one, is more impressive. It's one that signifies that you are intelligent, okay? Because I'm sorry, and I know I'm going to have a lot of people out there that's going to be mad at me. But when all you know how to do is cuss, I don't care how book smart you are. I don't care how great you are on your job. But when every other word outside of your job is a cuss word, and some of you cuss so bad, you cuss on the job, okay? But when every other word, that's a sign of just downright ignorance. Because you know, especially when you are book smart, when you are, you know, great at your job. You had to do some work to learn your skill, your craft. So you mean to tell me you couldn't find any better words to use, Ms. Getup? You mean to tell me there's no other words they could have used?
There's other words they could have used. They just choose not to use them.
And so here's my thing. To understand the beauty of your worth, how do you think those words really signify that you are a person of worth? How does that, I don't see how that connects.
It doesn't connect at all. It's like you were saying, it's demeaning. It shows a lack of intelligence when every other word out of your mouth is a curse word. And you're right, some people are on their job cursing like they don't know any better. That's just crazy to me. And I used to be a curser. I used to curse a lot. But what? Why? For what?
So, okay, so Ms. Getup, you say that you used to curse. Like, your honest opinion, why did you use those words? Why did you?
Why did I use those words? It was easier just to say a curse word than to say something else.
Okay.
It was easy. There was no thought in it. You just say a curse word.
Okay. So would you think okay, sometimes people, they grew up around it, so it's a part of their nature, it's a part of what they're used to, and then there are some people who parents may not have, but just decided that maybe to fit in, you know, thought it was cool. There, like you said, there's other reasons, you know, but just to be saying it, and we have to make sense of this. So being a person of worth, you have to realize that you're a person of purpose. So you don't do things just to be doing them. So you have to really consider what it really means to you to walk in your worth, in the beauty of your worth. What does it mean to be a person of worth? Like, what does that really mean to you when you think about not even, you know, being a Christian, just what does the word think about? What do you think about? So when you look the word worth up, it says the value equivalent to that of someone or something under consideration, the level at which someone or something deserves, okay, to be valued or rated.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for someone who deserves to be valued, so it means that you are a person of equivalence in value, that you are a person of significance, you are a person that there's so much about you, your beauty, your conversation, your intellect. You're superior in certain areas. You're superior, and because you speak wisdom and you think wisely and you present yourself in a good or important way. Your advice to you for advice because you know your worth. You're a person worth valuing. You're a person that is equivalent in a value to mean something more than the level at what someone who may cuss all the time, okay? Excellent. To be a person of worth is a person of excellence, a person who do their best to make sure what they do is done correctly, it's done, it brings beauty, it enhances. Okay? And then not only that, you're useful. So you're a person of trustworthiness. You're a person that someone can depend on. You have skills. You're useful. And then you're a person of value. So basically, I am a woman of worth. I am superior in my charm and my preposition. I have value in me. I look to enhance. I look to embrace. I look to impact. I look to beautify. I look to bring happiness and peace. Those are the things that you have to start valuing within yourselves, women, and even men. You have to start loving yourself and know that when God created you, He created you as a person of value. And so when you begin to feel that way about you and understand your worth, then you begin to look at your sister and you begin to say, you know what? I'm not going to knock her because I don't know where she came from. I don't know what she's been through. But since I don't know her, first I'm going to pray, and now I'm getting ready to introduce myself, and I'm going to say something positive, impactful, and uplifting and encouraging to her so that I can hopefully develop a relationship with her and she can see my worth and then begin to grab hold to her own worth. You hear what I'm saying, people?
Yes.
You have to go after this thing because we can no longer sit around being undermined and allow ourselves to be underprivileged, allow ourselves to sit beneath what we was created. Okay? I met a poet the other night, Miss Get Up. Her name is Anjanae Crump, and she goes by her poetic name as A. Crew. And I bought one of her books. It's called The Tinted Windows: Surviving While Black. Now, I was reading through, and she has a poem, and it's called Tinted Windows, okay? I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I am going to take a moment to read the last passages of it because I just think it's fitting for the topic. And, quote, "I don't care who you are. We all share the same earth. All had to go through birth. I think we're forgetting our worth, for bad and for worse. Seems like this won't stop until you're dead in a hearse. And even then, you gotta practically pay for your dirt. And the taxes I paid built this darn road. So I'll march all day and I won't go home until I let it be known that I won't condone what goes on behind closed doors. This is America. This is what our ancestors fought for. Then I remember that's what we're fighting for. The freedom we were granted 7 years ago and four score. Really? Even more. This ain't the beginning, but there's so much in store. I'll die before I soar under these tinted windows." Okay? Close quote. This is by Sade Cruz. What I liked about this ending part is where it talks about, I think we're forgetting our worth. I like the part where she said, we all share the same earth and we all had to go through birth, which means that you and I are almost alike. We have some different characters. We have some different features, but we came down the same process so that we can be here. So for bad or for worse, we need to understand our worth. We need to understand that we are worth more than being called a B-I-T-C-H. We are worth more than some man who is not confident and do not know his own worth, beating us, degrading us, talking down to us. We are worth more than having a man who feel like he has to have multiple other women and coming back in our life and feel like we are to sit there and take it. We are worth more than being subjected to abuse, rape, to molestation. We are definitely worth more than to be demeaning one another as women, as the female species that God created, human being on this earth. And ladies, we have to stop. Miss Get Up, I'm sorry. We have to learn and understand that we don't have to take these things. You don't have to stay in this abusive relationship that's tearing you down, tearing down your low self-esteem, putting you in a position to think that you can't make it by yourself. You are never by yourself, because there is a God who covers and comforts you. All you have to do is trust him and call on him and get up. That's all we have to do. Callers, if you're listening, viewers, are if you're listening, please give us a call. Give us your thoughts at 516-595-8311. As we continue this conversation about understanding the beauty of your worth, when you walk in your worth, you empower other people. You impact the lives of young people who are looking at you and saying, no matter what she's been through, no matter what comes her way, she conquers. And as the sermon stated today, yet she still rises. As Maya Angelou said, I rise. You have to understand that I'm not saying that there's not going to be situations that you're going to face. But you don't have to wallow in those situations. When they come and they present themselves, believe them and take note and end that situation. Look, we're going to take a break. But as we go into this break, I want you to listen to Sade Crew once again. It isn't a matter of black versus white. It's a judgment call between wrong versus right. And though pointing the finger is the easy way out, you just might end up pointing that finger at yourself. Open your eyes, open the blinds, see past these tinted windows. Sade Cruz, let's take a break. We'll be right back with you.
In the spirit of God. In the spirit of the Black Panthers, in the spirit of Asada Shakur, we make this movement towards freedom for all those who have been oppressed and all those in the struggle. Yeah, check it. There were lights and sirens, gunshots firing. Cover your eyes as I describe a scene so violent. Seemed like a bad dream. She laid in the blood puddle, blood bubbled in her chest. Cold air brushed against open flesh. No room to rest. Pain consumed these raps. Shot twice with her hands up. Police questioned, but shot before she answered. One Panther lost his life, the other ran for his. Scandalous the police were as they kicked and beat her. Comprehension, she was beyond trying to hold on to life. She thought she lived with no arm, that's what it felt like. Got to the hospital, eyes held tight. They moved the room to room, she could tell by the light. Handcuffed tight to the bed, through her skin they bit. With guns to her head, every word she got hit. Who shot the trooper, they asked her. Put mace in her eyes, threatened to blast her. Her mind raced till things got still. Opened her eyes, realized she's next to her best friend who got killed. She got chills and they told her that's what she would be next. Hurt mixed with anger, survival was a reflex. They lied and denied visits from a lawyer. But she was building as they tried to destroy her. If it wasn't for the German nurse, they would have served the worst. I read the sister's story, knew that it deserved a verse. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. So dig it, y'all.
All right, we're back. Thank you. You're listening to Inspirational Conversation with Ms. Worth It on A2Zeus Blog Talk Radio. Ms. Worth It is joined with her co-host, Ms. Getta. We are talking today about the beauty of your worth, and we're going to flip that thing just a little bit. But Common hit us with, you know, all of this violence. So we got so much, Ms. Getta, going on in the world. And then to top it off, we around here cutting our eyes and rolling our eyes at each other and talking about, baby, I take her man and all of this foolishness, right?
Ooh, Jesus, yes.
So we got all this going on, okay? We got our brothers being subjected to this violence of those who the enemy have intersected with hate and racism to go into our police departments and plant themselves in the midst of our good officers who are there to protect and serve us, to then try to take and hold their vengeance out on our men, our black men. And instead of us coming together to be praying and nurturing our brothers so that they can be protected and covered, so that they can gain and understand their worth and stand up as kings they are to be, we around here tripping, pointing the finger, talking about her shoes and her weight and her look and what she thinking, how I do this and I snap on this and she can't play and I'm this way, and we have lost our goddamn mind. While we doing all of this foolishness, Ms. Get Up, we're around here losing lives, where we need to be coming together as a people, first and foremost, as a community, and then as a country, because the United States of America has lost its mind, and that's part of the reason why so many of us have lost ours. We have become a nation of greed. We have become a nation of backstabbing and undercutting and allowing the big time ballers to sit up in political arenas, in high places in the church and high places in the government, and then let it trickle down to the streets of those who are in poverty. And then we want to talk about, they deserve it. They're not worthy. They're a threat. We scared of them. What the heck is going on? Well, I tell you what's going on. We've lost our mind, and it's time for us to get it back. And sisters, I want to tell you, there's something about the beauty of God's woman. When she go before him with an open heart and pray, change gonna take place. Believe that. Okay? There were some phenomenal women in the Bible, and if you don't know the word, pick it up and read it sometimes. It will impact your life. It will open your eyes. It will embrace you. It will open your mind. But there was one chick called Deborah. Deborah gave an assignment to a man named Barak, and I believe I'm correct about his name. And his confidence appeared to be just a little low, because he told her he would go if she came with him. She had to enlighten this brother that if I go, the credit is going to come to me. Now, because you need to do this all by yourself. And I bring this up because, ladies, we have the power to pray for our brothers, pray for our men, pray for our sons, pray for our fathers, pray for our cousins, our nephews. We have the power to pray for them, to nurture them, and to encourage them and help them to be guided to know that they are more worthy than what they are. Sometimes we're so caught up in our foolishness that we don't understand our worth. We are able to embrace not only each other and empower each other, but we're able to raise up a generation of females that can change the course of life. We're also able to come together to unite and stand by our men and help them and build their confidence. Because, see, a lot of our men, Eulalia, and I'm not talking about black men, I'm talking about men, period. Uh-huh. Some of them, they weren't nurtured by their mothers. Mm. You know, as a woman, I can't raise a boy to be a man, but I can show enough nurture him and put in him confidence and morals and teach him how to rise up, how to stand up and be the king that he's supposed to be.
Yes.
And so sometimes when we don't do that, they lose sight of who they are. And then, you know, you topple that off with not having a father or a father figure to teach you the characteristics of being a man and how they should be played out. Then you have pretty much a cowardless dude, because he's not a man, he's a dude. You got this cowardless dude who all he know now is how to talk crazy, act crazy, because he's really not a man, he's a boy. What's your take on that, Miss Get Up?
Miss Worthy, absolutely. If we can't, you know, raise our boys and our nephews and our cousins and nurture them and give them, you know, that they need, and then they also don't have a male role model, they're just lost. They're just out here in the world. They don't have a clue. They feel abandoned. Nobody loves them. Nobody cares about them. And then when you feel abandoned and you feel like nobody loves you and cares about you, you will do anything to get any type of attention, because any type of attention, whether it's negative or positive, is better than being ignored.
Come on now. Come on now. Exactly. And so, ladies, when we're not nurturing our boys, our young boys, and we're not putting in them the right morals and teaching them to be respectful and to honor your mother, to honor your parents, when we're not teaching them this, then we're setting up these boys to continue to be lost boys. Or we got the father doing his part, but now you have this boy who's hardcore. His father's teaching him about being a man, but then you have this female who he's watching. Her character is demeaning. She's cussing, she's fussing, she's talking about Mary, she's talking about Jane, she's cussing and fussing. So this boy is growing up watching her, and so guess what? Now, Miss Get Up, he meets you, and he thank you just like his mama, just like his aunt, just like all them in the neighborhood who act just like that. So he don't feel you deserve for him to treat you any better.
Or they feel like they don't deserve you. You're too good for them because they didn't experience having a woman that knew her value or her worth. So they feel like they're not good enough for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So we create a twisted mind. And so, ladies, we have to start loving. We have to start embracing our sisters and teaching us how to employ our worth, how to embrace our worth and cultivate our worth so that we will not settle for someone who does not see our worth and understand our value. And two, we will also be able to pass that worth on and encourage our men. Okay? We have to do better. We have to become more entwined with who we are. We have to become intellectual. We have to be able to have conversations with one another, not conversations about what went on at the club, who was sleeping with who stole from who. We have to be able to have intellectual conversations about change. We have to be able to have conversations about changing our society. We have to have conversation about how we're going to embrace our youth and get them to the next level. We have to have conversation about how we want to grab hold to the young women and teach them that, look, you don't have to shake it all on the middle in the street. You don't have to show it all out there. You can clean up and hold on to your beauty. Hold on to your worth. Hold on to the value that you had created. And you can also be patient and wait. Okay? We're going to bring on this next caller, and I'm going to leave you with that for just a second. Be patient and wait. Caller, thank you for joining us. Can you state your name?
Hi, it's Camille.
Okay, hey Camille, thank you for coming back. Did you have any comments for us today on so far?
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to everything y'all were saying, and I was like, that's so true. Like, I find myself, me and my friends, in so many situations with men that don't know our worth, and we always calling each other crying about what, you know, this man's done, what that man's done. And I was telling one of my best friends the other day, like, I still believe in love because I know I'm worth being loved. I know the kind of treatment that I'm worth, you know, and I have a daughter, and she's not old enough now to really realize what's going on, but eventually she'll be watching me, and me and her father aren't together, so of course, you know, one day I'll be with someone, and she's going to be watching me and how I respond to the way he's treating me, and it's like, if I find someone that's not treating me good, and she sees that, she's going to feel like she can take it too, like, that's just how men are, and I want to show her, like, hey, no, find a man that can treat me right so you can see that this is the kind of love that you're supposed to be getting, this is how you're supposed to be treated.
That's exactly right, because if you take it, you know, and you continue to take it, then that's what they learn, that they become a pattern. It becomes a pattern, and they feel that's a part of society. That's a part of their life. Just like stated, that they look at this as, you know, an opinion, but then that opinion becomes, you know, a reality to them that, wow, at first it's like, yeah, my mama having a bad time with my dad or this man. But then after keep going, it becomes their reality, and you don't want that. And that goes back to, as you're stating, there are men who don't know your worth. But guess what? We have to show them our worth. So let's go back to even what you said before. If a man see his woman out there check-hacking and knocking her sister, knocking another female, then guess what? This might be a real man, but he like, you know, she ain't jack. She's talking about that chick, laughing at that chick. Like, what? Really? What is that? So we have to be careful in our actions as well. We have to develop our worth, and we have to walk in our worth so that these men, not only will they spot it, but they'll be able to embrace it. I left you with the thought before I brought Camille back on, listen. We have to teach our young women it's okay to hold out. Yes, some of us didn't. Yes, we had sex outside of marriage. But however, when you know to do better, you should do better. I met a young lady a couple of days ago. She was 27 years old, and she shared with me that she was a virgin. I told her, I am so proud of you. She said, I just really want to wait. My mother did it until she met my father, and I really want to do it too. Now, look, that was a blessing. That is a blessing. That was so amazing. Now, yeah, there are many who don't, and sometimes people don't even believe that it's capable of happening, but it is. As a woman, been a wife, I'm a mother, I made a decision that I will not allow any man to come into my temple again unless I say I do. And I have been celibate for some years now, and I'm not afraid to say that. I made that decision, and I stuck with it. And right now today, as a 50-year-old in a couple of months, about to be 51-year-old woman, I meet men. Yes, they holler from young to old, okay? They like to play the texting game. Some of them, they want to text you, and then, hey, when can I come over, or when can you come over? Well, you ain't coming over my place, and I'm not coming over your place. I believe that chivalry still exists. I still believe there are great men out here that may be single. There are some great single men out here who don't have a problem in waiting and don't have a problem in treating you like the queen that my daddy said I was. And he said when a king comes into the presence of a queen, he uplifts her. He comes bearing gifts. He shadows her with love and compassion. So what that means to me is, and brothers, if you're listening, some of you may have inquired of me, and some of you may have been in the background watching. The reason why you haven't gotten anywhere is because you don't know how to approach me and for my work. You think I can break her. It ain't happening. Ladies, you got to be able to stand with the power and authority that God has given you, and don't break for Mr. Right now. You got to wait on Mr. Right, okay? Because I've been down the line doing it because it was somebody said so, because of infatuation and moving out of the timing of God. Yes, I could have stayed and made it work or let God make it work, but I know I wasn't in it to win it in the first place. But I'm in a whole different category now. Ladies, you can withstand this. You can stand strong and empower and know your worth, and don't allow it to be broke, structured, crossed over, tampered with by no male, not one. I let men know straight up, if you can't, you know, meet me at a coffee shop, meet me at a restaurant, if you're not willing to get to know me. I had a guy recently, he said, well, this is their, you know, they're always, don't get me wrong, I thank God for the beauty he's given me. It's his glory that's up on my life, okay? I don't take it as, oh, I'm better than this one. I don't take it, I'm not better than any other woman. I just do better, just like she can do better. And I don't think there's another woman better than me. Beyonce not better than me. She may have more money than me. Oprah not better than me. She just got more money than me. Okay. Her career may be one thing, but at the end of the day, she is not better than me. And I stand fully confident in that. Okay. Here's the thing. Yeah. Men will holler. Males come hollering.
Yeah.
And they emote it. You're so beautiful. Oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, you're fine. Oh, you're this. I had one tell me the other day. Actually, he texted me, and he was like, your lips are so, what did he say? What's the word? Oh, I forgot. I deleted the text, but he said something about like invigorating or something like that, right? And I said, he said, I can't wait to find out. I said, well, you really won't, because you're not trying to find out about me. You're not trying to get to know me. You're not trying. I'm more than beautiful lips and a beautiful face and a nice body. I'm more than, my bad swag, my swag, because it's on top now. It's off the chain. I'm better than that. I'm better than my beautiful face and my beautiful locks. I'm more than that. But you didn't even take the time to want to have a conversation with me outside of anything but how I look.
Yeah.
Ladies, when that's what you get, you got to reject that right then and there. Why are you even going to take the time to deal with that? And that's the problem. We allow ourselves to accept things thinking, oh, well, that's just, that's the first thing they see eventually, as we continue to hang out. And girl, when we go do this and that, then he going to change. He going to get to know me. No. Okay? Yes. Camille, the first thing he see is your face and your body, but he don't have to make it known. He don't have to focus on that. He can say, oh, you're very beautiful. Hey, I would like to get to know you. What about fellas? This should be your line, bro. This will get you in with me, okay? This should be your line.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay, here's the line. Boom. Hey, how you doing? I'm all right. I was watching across there, and you are definitely very attractive. But I would like to, just get to know you. Or basically, back it up. You're very attractive. What do you do for a living? Take it off of that. You're okay. Very attractive. I saw that. That drew me to you. But what do you do for a living? Okay, I'm an author. Wow, really? So what type of books you write? Well, hey, what about, let me give you my number. Can I get your number? Maybe we can have coffee or something and just talk about, your career. You're a new author. I would like to know more about that. Can you please engage in some other conversations besides, oh, girl, your lips are beautiful. Your eyes are gorgeous. Your hair is beautiful. You're so fine. Hey, what about can I take you out tomorrow night, pick you up at 10?
No.
N-O. Camille, you cannot, you should not, don't be doing it. Don't fall for the opioid.
Can I share a story real quick?
Yes, definitely.
As you were talking, I was thinking about this horrible, horrible date that I had, and everything you were saying, it just reminded me of this guy. So, of course, I meet him at my job. He comes into my job, whatever. Long story, we get out on our first date. We go to a restaurant. He doesn't eat because I guess he's not feeling good. So I didn't want to order because I didn't want to eat in front of him. He stared at me the whole time. And he was saying, no, you have 3 dimples. I've never seen that before. Oh, your eyes are so beautiful. I just want to analyze you right now. And he sat there and said, you're like this. You like this. You like this. And just stared at me the whole time and just complimented, everything on my face. And the first compliment was cute. I smiled. But then that thing he kept doing, I was like, oh, my goodness. So then we went to the park, and he wanted to, get all close up on me. First date now. He wanted to get all close up on me and tried to kiss me, and I was like, I don't want to kiss you. He's like, oh, well, you missed out. You missed out. It'll be another 3 months before I try to kiss you again. Oh, really? You think I'll be talking to you for 3 months after this?
Exactly.
And it was just,
that's it was the worst. Right there. But Camille, let me just give you a quick tip. Take the time to get dressed and go out. If that Negro sit there and don't eat, that's his problem. Order your food and let him pay for it, okay? Because a king should come bearing gifts. I didn't came out of my comfort zone to try to get to know you, but you're not going to eat. You tight with you because you probably didn't want to pay. You thought you was going to get a quick lay, and I hope he knows somebody that knows somebody that got him listening to this show. He thought he was going to get quick lay, and that's the problem that we have today. Ladies, you have to abstain your worth, because what happens is there's this group who don't know their worth, who fall for this okey-doke, so they think that they can do this to any of us, okay? And thank you, Camille, for sharing. I know you dropped off. It was such a pleasure having you on the show. Please follow me at MissWorthIt.com, www.mzworthit.com. I have a blog. Please comment and just be a part of that conversation that we have going on. Also, follow us at www.a2zaus.com for our organization that we are a part of, Miss Get Up, as well as follow us on Facebook. I am Delzora, D-E-L-Z-O-R-A-H-C, author, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, any of those. Thank you so much for sharing with us on today. Miss Worthy, Miss Get Up, I know we have to start bringing this thing to a close. I hope that, you know, the listeners really understand where we're coming from. And ladies, we have to start understanding our worth and not breaking down. Stop falling for this okey-doke with these boys who just want to have sex, okay? You do not want nobody who just want to have sex. They need to get to know you, understand your worth, be able to walk and grow with you. Because here's the thing. You know, good relationships last. You know, relationships last when people become best friends. And that means that I like you. You can't like me unless you get to know me. You have to like the silly things about me. You have to like the goofy things about me. You know, like me and my best friend. We like each other. Like, I like her when the music come on and she do her little goofy turn up. I mean, Miss Get Up, Get Ready. She be like, oh, baby, she loud and she ready to party. I like that about her. You know why? Because she releases herself and just she loves to have fun. She's a beautiful woman. She enjoys life. And it's very seldom that I see her or I hear her down in the dumps. She don't let things just tear her down all the time. And she embraces life with a smile and just joyful and laughing. And so I thank you for being such a phenomenal friend, Miss Get Up. And I want you to continue to do that. But ladies, know your worth. Brothers, stop playing. I mean, well, for me, it doesn't matter. You'll never have me until you step up and be the king that God has called you to be and you treat me like the awesome queen that I am. I won't fall for the okey-doke. Even back in the day, I didn't fall for the okey-doke. I was doing me, and I wanted to be me, doing me, going straight to hell. And then I got a revelation from the Lord, and I began to do him. And I'm going to keep doing him. And if it means I'll be single the rest of my days till I'm 120 before God come and get me, then I'll just be a beautiful, gorgeous, fine, intelligent, inspiring, impactful, dominating, fulfilling woman with the glory of God on her. Miss Get Up, you have any closing remarks? Okay, I think, oh, Camille, you're still with me. I think we lost Miss Get Up. But
yes,
however,
ma'am, I'm still here.
You know, we really just have to begin to embrace our worth. We have to know our beauty. And listen, ladies, please join us. Listen up. I know some of you probably feel like, and I know you're listening because I can see we have a lot of listeners. The thing is, some of you probably feel like, man, she tripping. It's hard out here. Nobody wants to be alone. I have kids. I can't make it by myself. I rather struggle with my children, and I don't have any small children at this time, but I'm telling you, even as a woman where I have been, I will not lower myself, devalue my worth, okay, by subjecting myself to be a piece of meat and settle for anything, Mr. Right Now, because he's going to give me money to take care of the bills and take care of my children. Never, never that. Even being with the wrong person, it wasn't the wrong person because I was abused, mistreated, or devalued. It was the wrong person because I didn't want to be a wife. I wasn't in love. I liked the person. I enjoyed their company and, you know, whatever, whatever. But here's the thing. You can make it out here. You just have to take your eyes. You know, Camille, sometimes we have our eyes on stuff more than we have our eyes on the value that lies right before us. We're too concerned with the Gucci bag. We're too concerned with driving a Hummer. We're too concerned with fitting in with the Joneses when our pay level or our situation, because we have two or three kids, require us to, look, get the Luthi by now. For now. Get to go to Walmart and get just a real good black leather bag for now. You know, don't worry about the Hummer. It's gas. It's not gas efficient anyway. Get you a small car. If you can't afford a car, no, you know that that is really a burden. Then guess what? Call the Uber. Catch the bus. Walk. That doesn't devalue your worth. Just because you use public transportation don't mean that somebody else is better than you. There are a lot of rich people who do not even drive. There are a lot of people with a lot of money who catch public transportation, especially in these big cities, okay? And they don't even, sometimes they don't even get a car. They call for a car when they need to go and do bigger things to make bigger money. So we have to understand our worth. Our worth is not depicted by the things of this world. It's depicted by our love and our value and our character and our morals. It's determined by those things, how we love one another, how we help one another, how we embrace one another, how we stand by one another. And it's important that we learn to do that. So, ladies, if you're listening, you're like, you know, you got all of these things, I want you to join us next week. We're going to keep talking. We're going to keep coming together. We're going to keep empowering you, because guess what? You may not agree now, but I know that what I'm talking about comes from a place of love, and it comes from me studying the Word of God and knowing who I am in God. It comes from right versus wrong. There's no in between. See, Camille could give her opinion, but her opinion don't override what's right. I can give my opinion. It doesn't override what's right. So if I give my opinion, but Camille saying, Zora, okay, that's your opinion, but hold on, this is a right and wrong situation. See, my opinion could be, well, Camille, I don't really like them blue shoes you got on. That's my opinion. Camille could say, well, I like them. Guess what I'm going to say? All right, well, they don't look horrible, but, you know, I don't like them, but they go ahead. Well, how they look on, let me see how they look on you. Put the outfit on. You know what? I don't even like them shoes, but you really rocking them. You see, that's my opinion. But if Camille, if Camille say, girl, my back's been hurting me for 3-4 days, but I got to put these heels on. Camille, no, you don't have to put those heels on, because that's going to aggravate your back. You could still look nice with a pair of flat shoes. That's a fact. She can look nice with a pair of flat shoes. And if she wear those heels and her back have been giving her a problem, that's fact. Her back is going to be worse. So keep listening. Keep joining us, even on Saturdays, with the Positive Male Response, where we're impacting the lives of our young men and our adult males, how we're trying to embrace them. And we're just trying to spread the love all the way around, because this is a time where we have to let that foolishness go. And I have a right to love Camille and maybe dislike some things she do, but still love her and embrace her. I have a right. Camille has a right to love me and disagree with me at times, but still be able to connect with me. That's what we have to learn to do, listeners. We have to learn that some things we disagree with should not tear us apart. We need to be able to know how to come to the board table and discuss and come to a common ground. The Bible tells us to love everyone but hate the sin. See, we've got it misconstrued. We're starting to hate people when it's not the people we need to hate. We need to hate the sin, which means we need to pray for their flesh and we need to cast the enemy off of their life. But we need to love one another. And really, when you really start embracing love, some of the things that you didn't like about people, you'll be able to overlook them because they really don't even matter. You could pray for them. Some of the things are so minute that we're wasting time and energy complaining about something that has no bearing on us. Camille, you have any last words for us, hon?
You know, you pretty much summed everything up. I'm on a path to know my worth now, and I'm so glad that this came up today because I really needed to hear this today, and I'm on that path to know my worth and to understand everyone else's worth, and I'm on my path to building up women as well with that movement. I'm there.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, and please stay connected to me. Stay connected to our organization. You know, like I said, go to our website and check out what we're doing and be a part. Definitely, you know, even if you don't call in, check us out every Sunday that you can and every Saturday that you can. Make sure you get your children to listen. Listeners, this has been your time with Ms. Worth It Inspirational Conversations. We started this thing off with knowing your worth. We may not like everybody, and everybody is not going to get to the point of accepting who they were created to be and understanding the beauty of their worth, understanding their value. But I believe that if we continue to embrace one person at a time, if we continue to love one person at a time, if we continue to pray one person at a time, that lives will be changed for the good of all mankind. I believe that if you embrace who you are, the beauty of your worth, that you will begin to blossom into an adorable and awesome, powerful woman of God that he will use in many facets of this life. Don't understand me clearly. I don't care where you are today. Keep living. It's going to get better. I don't care what you're going through today. Keep praying. Change is going to come. I don't care what you did in your past. Your past does not depict your future. You just make a commitment. If you don't know God, I encourage you to get to know him. Confess your sins and believe on his son, Jesus Christ. If you know him, I commit to you right now that if you will just release it all to him and take it seriously and develop a relationship with him by studying his word, embracing his word, and praying that you will grow. You'll reach higher heights. Take this challenge with me as we embrace every woman you see, even if you just give a smile, even if you just say, isn't it a beautiful day? Or, man, are we going to keep getting this rain? But, girl, you know we need this rain. Say something positive to the females in your home, to the females in your community, and to every woman that passed your way. It has been your time with Ms. Worth It Inspirational Conversation. We thank you. Please check us out every Sunday, every Saturday for Justice from A to Z Positive Male Response Show. And I want to send a shout out to Sade Crew. I'm loving the book, and I'll keep supporting you, sister, as you continue to embrace your gift of poetry that God has given to you that's going to change lives. Please check out Sade Crew, Tinted Windows. You can catch her on Instagram at Sade Crew, SadeCru. Or you can email her at SadeCru@yahoo.com to get her first book, Tinted Windows. Have a great and amazing Sunday.
You have the in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized